This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
Home hundreds of students at the University of Virginia coming out in force alleging police brutality following the violent arrest of a student that was all caught on camera.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Thursday, March 19th, 2015, 2 days from J. Anthony Brown's birthday.
24, baby. Can't wait. So excited.
24 what?
24.
24.
Just 24. Two cakes. Don't worry about it.
The governor of Virginia has called for an investigation into the beating of a University of Virginia student, and we're looking into more information about this, in which a young man was said to be the student. Martise Johnson's bloody arrest has sparked a probe, as well as a hashtag justice for Martise protest, and this is a Black University of Virginia student injured during his arrest.
He got arrested and probed? That's harsh. Mm. I'm sorry. I heard probe. It's harsh.
That's a word you really don't want to use, is amazing.
Exactly.
And men really don't like it, Sharon.
No.
Yeah, I mean,
no.
Just say this. How do we offset the influence of big money and politics while fixing the country's abysmal voter turnout rate? I got a lot of feedback on this yesterday. Folks who are upset by the president's suggestion that maybe it's time to make voting a requirement. He says other countries have mandatory voting.
Yeah, they
sure
do.
This is when he was in Cleveland yesterday speaking about the importance of middle-class economics. He said it would be transformative if everybody voted. That would counteract money more than anything. Mm-hmm. The cloud of millionaires and billionaires and campaign funding has been enormous. And he said the people who tend not to vote are young. They are lower income. They're skewed more heavily towards immigrant groups and minorities. There's a reason why some folks try to keep them away from the polls.
So you said you had a lot of
I had a lot of people who are angry
that he said maybe we should go to
mandatory voting.
Yeah. Why were they angry?
You know, people get angry when they
don't tell me to do anything.
Exactly.
Right? That's what they're saying.
Exactly.
Plus, that forced a lot of idiots to vote, too, though.
But that's what I'm saying. If you make people vote and they have no idea what the issues are, then are they really voting?
That's the way they're voting now.
that's right.
They're voting now.
They have no idea what. And this is the way. I visited Australia a couple of years ago.
You have to vote.
You have to vote, or you get fined.
Right. Or probed.
I like that too.
Yeah.
Just like jury duty.
Yeah.
You have to show up for jury duty,
and that's what the Republicans want to make it as difficult as possible for blacks and whites to vote, and that's the problem.
And Tom, the president cited Australia as one of the countries
that
has it, and there are about close to 30 countries, and failure to vote is punishable by a fine.
By a fine.
And Belgium included, and if you fail to pay your fine in Belgium, you could go to prison.
Right.
Mm, really?
Now, speaking of people who want to be president, your boy, your friend, your pal, Donald Trump announced Wednesday he's forming a presidential exploratory committee.
Doesn't he do that every year?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
And it looks the same, Donald, every year. You're not going to win.
Yes, save that money.
And here's what he said yesterday. We need to take our country back.
Wow.
You guys have the damn country.
Take it back.
Right, what does that look like?
We need to take our country back. That's exactly what he said.
Okay. Kill me with that.
All right.
Yeah. And those are your headlines.
You got it.
16 before the hour. This is the TJMS.